This podcast contains swearing and occasional disturbing content.
I don't need to live in this physical realm. I walk around in the physical realm. In the spiritual world is where I live. I exist in places you never even dreamed of. Strange.
Hello and welcome to the Holy Strangers podcast, episode 17. My name is Gav.
My name's Sarah.
And we are here, your guides, your lights in the dark, dark, damp, dingy tunnel of doom, of which could be the world's existence of strangeness. We are your Sherlock, your Watson, your I don't know. Other couples, pairings. Welcome. I hope everybody in the world is safe and well and happy and everything's going good. Sarah?
Yes. Yes.
Are you good?
I am, yes. I'm very well, thank you.
Tell me about some stuff.
Like what?
Don't know. What was the research like for doing for this one?
Yeah, it was fine, really. It was quite interesting. Finding different spooky forests and stuff, you know.
I know, I do love
different goings on.
I do love the woods. It's like one of my favourite things. I've always like making films like How in the Woods and stuff. That sounds weird. That sounds like I'm doing like dodgy porn or something.
Filming doggers.
That's it. I'm out in the woods filming doggers. So yeah, I love different woodlands for different doggers. It's always good. But the woods are always
spots.
Yeah, totally. Woods are always just fun. They're just creepy. They're not creepy. I love the woods as a place where I feel quite comfortable. It's very peaceful generally. It's amongst trees. So, you know, it's kind of fun. And you can go out with your children. You can go and play hide and seek. You can go. Do loads of things, climb trees, all sorts of things. Can't you? Your dog could go out and chase squirrels up trees and all sorts. And the woods are really good. But then as soon as it comes night time, the woods just become just like quite a scary place. Because you've got all these things standing upright, which could be people, but they're not the trees. And it's just like, you know, it's quite a scary thing. Have you ever had any nighttime scary experiences in the woods, Sarah?
No, not really scary experiences in the woods, to be honest. No. What? I've been in the woods a lot. I have been in the woods quite a lot. I do enjoy being in the woods like you, you know.
Yeah, you used to do a bit of little partying, really, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. Used to go and party in the woods. So I'm used to it, being out there. Used to go and party at Wakeley Woods. We went there, didn't we? Do you remember?
The spooky ones.
It's supposed to be a lot of kind of witchcrafty stuff that goes on out there. And
yeah.
And yeah, so we used to go and party there, and we went for a little walk round, didn't we? I've been there a few times with the kids as well. So pretty. But yeah, not really any spooky experiences, I'd say.
No,
the spookiest time I've been kind of out in the wild was when we were in Wales. Many, many moons ago.
What happened?
That was quite spooky. But in a person-centred way, we ended up finding this little farmer's kind of sheep hut thing where he must have gone when he was out in the field for the day, you know, so he didn't have to go home, I'm assuming.
Oh, okay.
And it was really scary. It was like Texas Chainsaw Massacre. The farmer wasn't there. But yeah, it was real, like, super old cooker, you know, real bare
rural
bones chair and table and fucking not much in there, but just enough to keep him going for the day so he didn't have to go home and make some food or whatever else he was.
Yeah, that makes sense. When you first said
yeah, it was super scary. It was like down the end of this muddy track. I was like, if the farmer comes and finds us in there and goes nuts, I'm not going to be able to fucking escape from this. I'm going to get fucking chainsawed or whatever he's going to do.
Yeah. But, when you first said it, though, when you said he had a little hut, I was like, what's that hut for? Is that where he takes his dead bodies?
Oh, my God.
I was like, I didn't know what the hut was, but yeah. Makes sense. Have a little, little hideaway. Hideaway from the wife.
Yeah, or go and make a cup of tea or something, you know, if the weather's bad or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah. We were in there for a bit and it was really scary. So I don't want to be in here.
Why are you in there? You're just investigating.
Yeah.
Okay. Dead animals and shit.
I was looking out for some skulls and stuff, but I actually didn't find any.
Oh, fair enough. You couldn't take the stuff, though. You couldn't take anything.
Oh, no, I wouldn't take anything from in there. Generally, as a rule, because we were kind of out in the wilds in Wales.
Yeah.
If there was any skulls or anything, I would have picked them up. But
and I've got
actually find anything. I was quite surprised.
And I've got a buddy who owns some woodlands, and he lets us film out there. We've filmed out there a few films out, actually. It's massive, and it's great. He's got a little greenhouse out there and a patch of grass, like a square bit of land, kind of like a quarter of a football pitch, and that's the only flat bit with his greenhouse. And the rest is just woods around him. And he's got a little watering can and stuff, like a big watering barrel, you know. Woods are cool, but anyway, getting back to us, I'll stop mirandering with our conversation. Woodlands,
so aggressive.
Sarah. Yes, woodlands, yeah. Scary, spooky woodlands. It's around that time of year. It's Halloweeny time.
Yeah,
so I hope everybody's gonna be all spooky for Halloween and to get you in the spirits of things. Did you like that?
Oh yes, well done, dear.
It's a good joke. Sarah's going to come at us with some things going on in the woods. Sarah, would you like to take us down into your woodland area?
Steady on, dear, steady on. Okay, so yeah, like we were saying, today's episode is going to be about kind of weird woods, spooky forests. And sometimes it's paranormal and sometimes it's real life people doing heinous things. This is mainly kind of inspired, this episode, by the fact that I stumbled on a news article about this first forest that I'm going to talk about and was just kind of like, what the shit, we need to speak about this because it's so crazy. That kind of inspired the episode.
Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to that. I can't remember what the article was, so just like the listeners, I will be listening to you to tell us all about it. So do you want to go into it?
Okay.
Just the context of where we are you all over the world? Where are you with these stories?
Yeah, it's all different areas all over the world. I think we've got a UK one, and this one's in Nigeria, and we've got one from India as well. So yeah, it's kind of around the world.
Okay, and we're dating back oldie times, or
no, not necessarily. Some are older, some are kind of, this one's really recent.
Okay. Are you going to speak about the suicide
in no particular order?
You can speak about that Japanese suicide forest.
I've got
that movie in the old DVD collection, the Forest.
I don't rate it, to be honest. It's quite crap.
It is a little bit crap. I have to apologise to me. I didn't make it. Even if I did, it wouldn't bother me. It is. But I kind of like the fact that they just go down to the woods and it's just like wandering around, and you know there could be a dead body at any point, and I just kind of like that idea. And I don't know.
Yeah.
There's a spookiness to it, so yeah, that's why I've got that film. But yes, go on then. Take us down like the Yellow Brick Road, but not a Yellow Brick Road. We need like crumbs, don't we? We need like,
what is going on with that? Yeah, Hansel and Gretel.
There
style.
We go. I know it's like something.
Breadcrumbs.
It was in that department in the brain somewhere. Breadcrumbs. Right. Lead us some breadcrumbs into your shrubbery woody area.
Blimey.
Go for it.
What is happening? Okay, so the first forest on our list today is the Ibadan Forest of Horror in Nigeria. In 2014, a shocking discovery was made by a group of local motorcycle taxi drivers who were looking for their friend who had disappeared. The search party had heard a man crying out for help, which led to a grisly discovery. More than 20 human bodies in varying states of decomposition, various body parts littered the forest near an old cave, as well as 10 survivors chained to walls and slaughtering slabs. Abandoned structures and tankers were also in the area, which had allegedly been used to hold other victims. At the time, a police spokeswoman told the local TV, "When we got to the abandoned building in the Soka community, city of Ibadan. We saw decomposed corpses, skulls and skeletons in the building and surrounding area. Around 10 malnourished human beings looking like living skeletons were rescued from the area.
Shit.
According to Nigerian newspaper The Nation, the victims were taken to the state hospital for medical attention and were later reunited with their families. Among the victims was a woman who claimed that she had delivered a baby 2 days before they were discovered and that her baby had been immediately sold by her captor.
Oh, fucking hell.
One male survivor said he'd been kidnapped 4 months ago from Ibadan. He said he'd been sitting down after a hard day's work when he was forced into a car by two men. That's all I can remember, he said. When I regained consciousness, I was in a container chained to the wall.
Go on. No, I was going to say, well, you're going to probably get into it more. I was thinking, what's the purpose of this guy? The other one is... Okay, tell us more.
Okay. Items found at the scene included bags, footwear, wallets, passport photos and driver's licenses, one of which expired in 2006. A retired soldier said, I relocated to the community in 2012. Whenever we attended the Landlords Association meeting, we used to hear noises down the Ogumpa River, which divides the community and the forest. We wrote to the government and the police, but the police told us the noises were coming from mentally unstable people who they assumed were being treated in the area. Some mechanics who worked close to the forest said that the trade in human body parts used in rituals and sacrifice had been in operation in the area for years, and they also claimed to have sighted a number of expensive-looking vehicles in the area on different occasions. 5 policemen and security guards from the surrounding area were arrested, but I couldn't find any kind of lead on from that. I don't know what's happened to them or
fucking
kind of where that's gone.
That's so gnarly. That's so full on. That is a proper horror movie in the making.
Crazy, isn't it? It is crazy, but Africa's just fucking bananas, isn't it? It's like whatever over there. The police are so corrupt, the government's so corrupt, no one gives a fuck.
Yeah, I dread to think what happens to the baby, you know.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Yeah, like they're saying, you know, rituals and sacrifices.
I know,
and
since
stuff,
you said that, I put two and
there,
two together.
It?
Yeah.
Yeah. Quite a big thing out there. Witchcraft's still a massive thing over in Africa, you know. Still a really big belief over there.
Oh, that's crazy though, isn't that? It's proper horror. Yeah. You just finish working, you're tired, and you're just like getting that, and then you're just like woken up. And what's my thing was like, what's the purpose of this guy? And is it like are they gonna sell parts of his body, like his kidney
and his
different organs? Because the woman, they're probably not having a baby making farm there or something. I presume she just happened to be pregnant or became pregnant or something. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I'm assuming it's just an added bonus. They can do something.
Oh god, that's
about
such
her.
A horrible
they
way
can
of term, but
sell the baby
for them, but yes,
they can sell the baby and do something with her as well. You know, that guy probably body parts and stuff.
Yeah, it would be, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Oh god, fucking hell.
Yeah, and you know, obviously that's quite a recent one as well.
Wow. Yeah, right now, as we speak, it's probably going on.
Definitely.
Somewhere. It's absolute insanity, really. But yeah, that just sounds absolutely horrific. Thanks for starting that one up.
That's all right, starting with that one. You wait for the next episode before you start thinking about how bad that is.
Okay. You can tell us about that at the end.
I will do. Oh, no, you don't know yet either, do you? So.
Excellent.
Amazing. Okay, so yeah, next one is Aikigahara Forest in Japan, also known as the Sea of Trees. The forest is situated on the northwestern side of Mount Fuji on the island of Honshu, Japan. The forest covers an area of around 30 square kilometres and sits on a bed of hardened lava laid down by the last eruption of Mount Fuji in 864.
I bet it looks really kind of cool.
Yeah, I bet it's quite cool as well. I've seen pictures of it and stuff, but yeah, it looks nice. You know, I bet it's quite interesting to look at. I've not seen a volcanic forest.
No.
Yeah, it'd be cool. The area is also known as the Suicide Forest, and in 2003 alone, 105 bodies were found there.
In what year?
That was 2003.
Oh, right. No, that's before fucking where we are with social media and stuff, like hashtag suicide. Not saying that people do that, but fucking, you know what it's like now with the easy access of the internet.
That guy got in trouble for it, didn't he? That YouTuber.
Oh, well, yeah, he took pictures. That's that boxer dude.
Idiot. Yeah. He got in the shit for it. Japan don't tend to release the figures nowadays of the bodies that they find there, because they just don't want to encourage anything. Or, they don't tend to release the statistics.
Or is it like it's something that's been like probably maybe going on for a very long time, and it was a place where it's just such a big forest. It's like, you know, if this is something you're going to do or you feel like doing, that it's a peaceful place to go and do it or something.
I will get into it. The idea behind it, but also, like I'm going to talk about, apparently it's really quite easy to get lost in this forest as well.
Oh shit!
On purpose going there to do that. It could also be potentially people who've got lost there, you know, and couldn't get out.
Well, we've watched a lot of those on YouTube, of those videos of people in canyons and people on hikers on trails and stuff, and them just getting lost and just like, and them only being like a mile from like where they need to be, but they just got so turned around and they're so dehydrated or whatever, they just stay where they are and end up just completely dying.
So easy, but.
Yeah, crazy. Like you've said before, like once we're in the elements, it's just a bit like, whoa, you know, a bit humbling, isn't it? Please tell us all about this forest.
Okay, so for centuries the forest has been considered a place of supernatural happenings where spirits and demons go hand in hand. It is believed to be a place of no return for the lost, and that they are consumed by the darkness. The forest's mysterious reputation began to take root in the early 20th century when a book called Kuroi Jukoi, sorry I massacred that, which translates to the Black Sea of Trees, was published. The book tells the story of two lovers who commit suicide in the forest, which began to cement Aikagahara's reputation. Allegedly, the forest was also a popular site for people to carry out the Ubusuti ritual in the 19th century. Ubusuti literally means leaving an elderly woman. And when food was scarce, family members would leave elderly relatives in the forest to die, effectively removing the extra mouths to feed. So this has been dismissed by others as folklore.
Shit, that's just fucking rubbish, though, isn't it? Right, Dad.
Yeah, but
come on, you're getting on. Let's get you out there, because we, you know.
Yeah.
But that's fucking crazy.
Yeah, I suppose, but also
I understand.
Yeah, in a weird way. It is said that Yurai, or evil spirits, haunt the forest as they want to take revenge on those who did them wrong. They also torment people who visit the forest, luring the lost off the path. The soil of Aikagahara contains a lot of iron, which can interfere with compasses and mobile phones, though some say the interference is caused by demons. The chances of getting lost are significant, as this fact, combined with the density of the trees, make it easy to become disorientated.
Yeah, right. Imagine that. There's probably no like cell signal so much. It's going to be like it's dense forest.
Because it's on a volcano as well. I think that's got things to do with the soil, you know, and obviously the interference of the electronic devices and stuff like that, and the compasses. So that's going to be an issue.
So if you get turned around in there, you're fucked.
The trees are super like close together as well. Like, it does look really weird. And I do think it'd be so easy to be like, where the fuck? Get lost in.
Do you know how many acres by any chance it is?
No, I don't actually.
Okay.
Hang on. Yeah, I do. 30 square kilometres. There you go. I thought I said that.
30 square kilometres.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh, Okay. Yeah, most tourists who visit the forest don't go further than the first few miles, which has been marked off with tape.
Well, yeah, because that is a big old area.
Yeah.
That's really big.
Yeah, you don't want to get lost in there, do you? So, yeah, I'll go and have a look, but I don't want to be going in there, because that sounds quite scary.
It sounds really scary.
Mm.
Okay, but yeah,
just for getting lost, I just don't want to get lost in there. I don't mind the spooky stuff, I just don't want to get lost and be like, oh, Blair yeah, Witch yeah. type stuff.
But yeah, there's a movie called The Forest. If you wanted to like watch a movie based in that forest, I think they actually shot it in the forest.
So
you can get an idea of it, and there is on YouTube, obviously. If you wish to, videos of that. Obviously, there's probably going to be videos of like people in tents who have actually, you know, dead. So I'm not suggesting watching them, but that's up to you, people, to do what you would want with your lives. Sarah.
Great way to beat around the bush, Pickle.
I know. I was hoping you'd stop me at some point. Right, so what have
no,
you got?
No, I'll just let you keep rolling on.
Oh, what, just letting me fall over and...
What's going on? Okay, next one. Dalhill Forest in India. Popularly known as the Land of White Orchids, the area has many ghostly legends associated with it. The Death Road, which runs between Dalhill Road and the Forest Office, is home to the ghost of a headless boy who wanders along it before vanishing into the forest.
I was about to go, like, headless, and like, I thought you could say, like, horseman, so I was going to go, nice, then you went, boy, and ah.
Yeah, that'd be weird.
Sounds scary as fuck, actually. Oh. I literally watched Sleepy Hollow the other day, and I was really enjoying
it. Oh, so good. Yeah, Me and Mel watched that a little while ago. Yeah, really good. Really enjoyed it. Christopher Walken in that as a headless horseman.
Yeah, really good, yeah.
He's just, or as the horseman, he's just fucking great. So good at that. It's brilliant.
Yeah, yeah. And, just the whole idea of that's quite like, whoa, kind of cool and creepy and spooky and old timely on the horse and that. But like a headless boy walking around the woods is a total different kettle of fish.
Yeah, stumbling along the road and then vanishing into the forest. Like, ooh, what happened to him?
I know.
What's he doing?
I know. I've never owned a kettle of fish either. Have you ever owned a kettle of fish?
No,
never seen one either. Don't know what one is, but I'll say it.
I think a kettle is like a really big pan.
Okay.
So it must be a back in the day thing.
That's another kettle fish. That's just another.
Yeah. It's just a really big, a really big pan of fish, I think.
Okay. Good. Right. Okay. Cool.
Okay. People claim to have been followed and watched by an unknown entity, especially inside the forest. Others have reported seeing red eyes watching them. Trees, and some have seen the ghost of a woman dressed in grey running through the forest. The screams of women and children are also heard regularly. Locals recommend people shouldn't visit the woods after dark. Legend has it that the air there is so foul that some have lost their minds or committed suicide. Victoria Boys School is also located near the woods and is also said to be haunted.
Is this where this headless boy? Running. Sorry to interrupt. Is this where this headless boy comes from? Do you think? From
I don't know. Yeah, because there is. Yeah, there is reports of ghosts and stuff around.
There.
So yeah, maybe something connected with that.
Mm.
The school has been running since 1879 and has several legends surrounding it. Some claim that throughout December to March, when the school is closed, loud whispers and footsteps can be heard, and guards claim to hear boys' voices in the corridors. There has been sightings of the ghost of a boy at one of the windows, as well as a headless ghost on the school grounds. So it could be him, couldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Could be the headless boy.
Yeah.
Though officials have said there has never been a death on school grounds that they'll admit to.
Yeah.
Or that they know of.
Yeah.
Yeah, that could be the headless boy. Maybe he's wandering along the road.
I reckon so. It seems a bit too much of a coincidence. There happens to be a boys' school right next to these woods or whatever, and there's a
two headless
But yeah, well, two, yeah. So.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's got to be the same one. It's got to be something to do with that.
Nice. And where are these woods?
That's in India.
All right. We can't go there then.
Oh, maybe one day we could go. I'd like to go to India.
All right. If we go to India, we'll have to do a little video there.
Yeah, we'll go and see some elephants.
Yeah. Should peep our video very quickly. We did a video recently on Whitby. And did everything about Dracula. It's on our Instagram and our Facebook. Check it out.
Yeah, another shufti.
Yeah.
That was good, that was.
It was. Yeah, what a scary woods, though. I don't ever want to see a headless boy walking around, or a headless girl, or anything, really, of young-natured and headless.
Yeah, it would be a bit weird.
Yeah. It's just not the top of my agenda. Young, young and headless. I just have this
weird.
I just absolutely. I just, that's definitely not so put in your search engine.
No, please don't type
do
that
not,
into.
Do not do that. I do have an issue with heads not being in the correct places. I don't like
do
it.
You?
Oh, it's one of my worst things. I don't know. It's not too bad. I say Omen 2, the head coming off of the glass pane. It's not too bad, that sort of stuff in the movie. But when it comes, I've never seen like a beheading video, like nothing like that. Yeah. I just can't do it. I can't do it. I don't like heads not being on bodies. It just doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
Everything's in the head, the brain, the eyes, where you can see right into the soul through the eyes, and just the mouth which you speak from, and it's just all your senses almost. Almost, obviously, are in the head, and it just feels such a weird thing. And when the head's like, when they find bodies and there's no head, it's just a body then. Do you know what I mean? The whole person or whatever is the head. You know, what makes the person, that makes the individual, what they look like, really. Like, I know, obviously, you've got a body, but yeah, so it's just a bit weird. I don't like it.
Fair enough.
That's my headless rant gone. I don't generally. That's probably the last time I ever get into this ever. A discussion about headlessness. So.
Oh, I don't know. I'm sure there might be another chance for it in your life.
Yeah.
Okay, so Daring Woods, Pluckley in England.
Okay.
So the woodlands that surround Pluckley, which is considered to be the most haunted village in England,
whereabouts?
Being the subject. Pluckley? Doesn't Rachel live?
Possibly, I don't
is
know.
Is it up north from me a bit, I think?
I don't know. Oh, look, you carry on.
Okay, have a look. It's said to be the most haunted village in England, has been the subject of much ghostly folklore for centuries. Amongst other apparitions, the ghost of a highwayman who captured, lynched and decapitated by angry villagers in the 18th century is said to wander the woods and is often seen by visitors.
Pluckley's in Kent.
Oh, okay.
It's down my kind of way, me in towards London and your side and down.
Yeah, fair enough.
Definitely
I've always
not
been shit
north.
At geography.
Yep.
There have also been unexplained deaths and disappearances in the woods. On Halloween night in 1948, locals reported that lights and sounds were seen emanating from the trees. The following morning, a dog walker discovered the bodies of over 20 people lying in piles amongst the leaf litter. The deceased were identified as villagers from nearby. Their
really?
Bodies showed no... Yeah, apparently. Their bodies showed no visible wounds or signs of struggle, and an autopsy failed to determine any clear cause of death, which led to a ruling of carbon monoxide poisoning. The case was closed soon after to much criticism.
Well, out in the woods?
Yeah.
How do you get carbon poisoning out in the woods?
I have no clue. In 1964, a private investigator reopened the case and interviewed witnesses. He began to suspect that an unknown religious cult was operating in the nearby village of Smarden. The investigation was closed again, however, after the private investigator died in a car crash.
Oh!
Saying nothing.
Oh, twiddle my evil moustache.
Yeah,
that doesn't sound fishy whatsoever. It's a lot of fish in this,
no, not
today's
at all.
Episode.
It is very fishy.
It is fishy as hell.
Is hell fishy?
I don't know. I've not been there.
get down there and it's all full of carp. Don't want that.
Oi, Satan, it's really fishy down here.
Don't want that. I'm neutral on fish. I don't not like them. Yeah, but I don't want to be like around them a lot. They are quite slimy
and smelly.
Yeah. So I'm not a fan. No. I'm kind of neutral, but all the same, I'd rather not.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Yep.
Okay, next one. The New Jersey Pine Barrens.
Oh.
Which I find really scary. I find them really scary. I think to be in there is just, I don't know.
I don't know.
They're so weird. Well, they're spooky as anything, I think.
Oh, I don't know of them. Tell me more.
Oh, do you not?
No.
Oh, okay. You should look at them. They're very spooky.
Okay.
The Pine Barrens. The Pine Barrens cover 1.1 million acres of woodland, which make up 22% of New Jersey's land area. Before the first European settlers, who were mainly Dutch and Swedish, arrived in the 17th century, the land belonged to the Lenni Lenape Indians since about 1200 AD. The barrens, as the name suggests, are not agriculturally viable due to the poor soil, but in 1740, charcoal was discovered and the first iron furnace was built in 1765. The sand in the area was perfect for glassmaking, cranberry farming, and the lumber trade was good. The best known legend of the Pine Barrens is the Jersey Devil. The monster has a horse-like head, hooves, wings, claws, and a forked tail. It was blamed for the deaths of livestock between the 1840s and the 1920s. Legend has it that the creature was the 13th child of a local woman named Mrs. Leeds and was born in 1735. Reports of sightings go back to 1820, when Napoleon's brother Joseph Bonaparte claimed to have seen the creature on his estate. Hundreds of reported sightings were made in 1909, and claims of attacks occurring in Haddon Heights and Camden. The panic also caused by newspaper reports led to widespread hysteria. Schools were even closed for a time, and a $10,000 bounty was put on the creature's head, though obviously it was never found. Allegedly, the creature's favourite place to hang out is a lake called the Blue Hole. The shore is made of fine sugar sand and can easily become quicksand. The lake itself is said to be bottomless and occasionally drags unsuspecting swimmers to their deaths.
Shit.
Other ghosts that are said to haunt the area include a blonde woman, a black dog, and a little boy who was the victim of a hit and run.
Do they all team up?
Yeah, like Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, meet up in the woods at a certain time.
But ghost version. Ghost version.
Yeah. Then they fucking go looking for humans. And it always ends up being, we think we're human, they pull the human face off and it's a ghost underneath. Oh, it's just another ghost.
Oh, foiled again. Gutted.
Yeah.
So there you go, that's it, that's all I got.
Okay. What do you think about that one?
What, Pine Barrens?
Yeah.
Jersey Devil.
Well, I had a look at the picture. There's lots of pictures there just look like normal woods, but then there's some which are just really black. Thin trees, and they look quite creepy.
Yeah, definitely. I do think it looks spooky. I think you get quite a lot of misty fogginess out there and stuff, you know, and it's just so, like, massive and lonely, you know.
And there's, like, all the other stuff in woods as well, like, it's like, Bigfoot! Is there Bigfoot? You know,
that's,
like, one of our favourites. And then when it comes down to, at some point, we get into, like, a missing hiker episode or something, where we do that thing where it would be, like, what happened here?
Julian Sands.
I know, Julian Sands. And it'd be like, was it a Bigfoot? Did they just fall down and hurt themselves? There's different reasons, and you know. But yeah, it's good when we get like
definitely.
These.
Definitely, yeah. I think with something like that as well, like the Pine Barrens, because it's so big.
Yeah, that's it.
So you get lost.
Yeah.
Start walking like in Blair Witch. Me and Ren watched that recently.
Yeah.
And they're kind of like walking for, you know, in one direction for a whole day and don't get anywhere, you know. And then if you get turned around, start walking another direction. You could be in there for fucking ages, you know, until you die. It's so fucked up.
Yeah, but what if you walk
so
for a whole day in just the wrong direction anyway? You're a day further away.
Totally. Yeah, definitely. no, frightening.
I do like
that is what scares me.
I do quite like lost and like in the sequel to The Blair Witch, the sort of fairly frequent one, not part two, but the frequent one, where they have a drone and they use that to go up. And I was like, oh, that's quite a good idea, actually, to get a bit of point. But then it fucks up anyway because it's The Blair Witch. But in reality, you could obviously send a drone up to go that way. but you know, hopefully you can have a compass which could get you out. But then again, if you can have volcanic magnetation shit going on or whatever the fuck,
electro soil,
it's going to fuck up the compass anyway. So that would be so scary though, wouldn't it, in the woods? That realization definitely. That you're just like, fuck, we're like by ourselves. You start screaming and shouting and like there's nothing.
Yeah,
and just be so like, scared. Fuck, that's it. We're literally just going to keep walking until we sit down and go, okay, I'm going to go to sleep, and then just not wake up. Yeah. Fucking hell, that's just so scary. It really is. That alone, let alone ghosts and headless fucking kids.
That's not even saying about the animals that live there.
Oh, God, haven't even gotten to the fucking animals. It's like a layers of anxiety and evil death approaches us from behind every tree.
Definitely.
You know, headless like children, ghost children, fucking Bigfoot, aliens, ghosts, but pedos. It's definitely not pedophiles.
Weird religious cults.
Oh, rituals. There's fucking everything.
Gassing people.
And then we haven't even got to the
chopping other people up.
Oh yeah, and then we have it burying people, and then we haven't even got to the zombies. And then we haven't even got to fucking the lions, mountain lions, bears, black bears. Yep. Snakes, like poisonous spiders. It just goes on and on.
Yes,
it's just shit scary out there, people. Please, everyone, be safe in your world. And if you
be
go
careful.
To the woods, just go to some safe woods where you don't get turned around by ghosts and stuff.
Yeah.
But anyway, so that was that was all of your woods stories, was it?
Yeah, that's it. It's all of them.
It's just a little sneaky episode today, ladies and gents, guys, ghouls, headless children, and anyone else that's listening.
Yes.
Oh, I suppose you can't listen if you're headless. Well, you can.
Oh, yeah.
But in a different place. So your head's got to be where the podcast is, I suppose. What are you thinking for next time then? You want to go a bit more in depth? We're going to have a longer episode, and it's going to be a bit of a serial killer one. Now,
it is,
what have you got for us? Me, I'm the one that has to take it. What is it?
Yeah, well, I did think I was tossing it up. I had three different people I was thinking about going for.
Yeah.
But the other two have been slated for later episodes. But yeah, I was doing bad person, eeny, meeny, miny, mo on this one. And I came up with David Fuller.
No.
You know him?
No.
Okay, so this is really quite a recent case. This guy was arrested, I think it was 2020. He was charged with two murders that occurred in 1987 of two young women. And also when his DNA was put through the database and they found a comparison, as they always do on the DNA database these days, it was discovered as well when they searched his home. That he had been committing necrophilia in the job that he'd been doing. He committed over 100 cases of necrophilia on different female corpses in the morgue when he worked as an electrician in the hospital.
No.
So he's Britain's worst necrophiliac. I think he's probably the worst necrophiliac of all time. So yeah, Halifax necrophile, David Fuller.
That's a movie title.
He's a real fucking grubby bastard. So yeah, I'm going to put a big old warning on that if you don't think that's your thing.
I won't. That's not as bad as, you know, it's some things are just like, oh, that's not, I can get down with that. Well, I'm not gonna get down with that. I mean, I can relate and talk with you, or not relate either. Fuck, I can talk with you on this subject without it being like, ah, where sometimes it is, when it's like the child killers and all that sort of shit. Oh god, that does mean that he's anyway.
Yeah, no, there's no child murder in it, but yeah, he abused corpses from 9 to 100. in aid. So yeah, he took no prisoners, but the amount of evidence that they found when they searched his house, it's just crazy. I did get a jump on it. I was watching the documentary earlier, and there's kind of body cam footage from the police as they're searching through his house, and the guy's going like, why does that person in that photo look dead? He's going, is that real, or has he set that up? And they're looking at it going, it can't be real. It's fucking crazy. Yeah, I just feel so bad for all the police that searched his house and saw that, you know, and the guy who had to go through those videos.
Oh, man.
I just feel so bad. It's such a fucking, like, an absolutely mind-blowing thing.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know nothing of this.
To be found doing that, you know, and the video started in 2007, but it's thought that he had been documenting stuff before that. He probably just hadn't kept it.
Right.
And he got caught in 2020, so you can imagine how much stuff he had. He was like Britain's most prolific.
Oh my god.
So yeah, if you, honestly, it's gonna get really grubby, so if you don't think that's your thing, maybe give that episode a miss. But yeah, it's gonna be a bit of a hammering
in a really weird way. Quite looking forward to it, because I really want to get into this dude's mind.
Yeah, definitely.
We haven't done someone like this.
Yeah, kind of get in and see what's going on.
Because he hasn't murdered anyone, has he?
Yeah, he was guilty of two murders, the Bedsit murders.
Like, damn it, I just thought it was just the necrophile.
He murdered in 87.
And that's all he did? Corpses. And then, I can't wait to get into this. I can't wait to unravel his mind. Right, guys, if you want to hear this one, I know today's a real short episode. It's probably one of the shortest we've done, I reckon it might be. If you want to get into that with us and start to unravel this guy's mind, then please check it out next time. Episode 71, that will be. That sounds horrible and must be just, what the fuck? But yeah, I can't wait to get into that.
Yeah, I thought it would be really interesting, kind of look at what goes on in people's minds who do that kind of thing, you know, and so weird. The guy I watched, obviously, in the doco, there was eyes saying when he watched the video, you know, he showed no emotion over what he was doing. So, yeah, it was incredible.
Do try and get as much backstory of the family as you can, because I really want to know what's going on there.
Yeah, definitely.
Or check out the police videos if I can of checking his house out, so I can get a bit of an idea as well. That'd be really cool. I actually weirdly look forward to that.
Okay, good.
At least it's not Jimmy Savile. Now then.
God. Yeah, the other two I were thinking of were pretty disgusting as well. So I was like, who shall I do? Who shall I pull out the bag?
Unfortunately, it's just the some of the human race, unfortunately.
Yeah, definitely.
Are not the best.
Yeah.
Not the best examples of the human race. Anyway, Sarah, you do a bit of crocheting, don't you?
I do. You can still come and find me over at Etsy at Foxy's Fabrication 79, or you can hit me up on the socials at Foxy's Fantastic Fabrications if you want some little horror people or like looky likeys of people that you know.
Yeah.
Get your orders in for Christmas. Start them early.
We have finally, literally just about finish it next couple of days properly. The Star Wars film, yay! Which I've been making. If it's your first time listening, I've been doing it with like some of my friends who we make films. We've done a fan Star Wars horror film with stormtroopers being hunted in the woods. Sounds a bit ridiculous. You're listening and just get rolling your eyes. I know. But we're revealing it as a premiere on YouTube on November the 17th. So you can watch it and then make your own mind up. I'll promote that anyway. I'll pimp that shit.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was a sweet but short episode.
Just a little one, because we did the Whitby thing as well, didn't we, the other week, and we had to sort all that out. Just thought we'd do a little one now, and then we can do a big one on this nasty guy.
Yeah, do check out that Whitby video on our Instagram, on our Facebook page.
Come and have a look.
Yeah,
really lovely.
Yeah.
If nothing else, it was really lovely there, you know. But yeah, I thought it was a really interesting place. I really enjoyed it. So yeah. I do recommend, if you fancy a bit of a goth trip.
Yeah, North Yorkshire and United Kingdom. That's where Bram Stoker wrote Dracula. Everybody, do look under the bed. Do check in the cupboard. Look in the loft. Make sure Goatman the Loft's not up there. I haven't heard him lately. Do make sure your windows are locked. Do make sure the door's locked. Be safe out there, people. And if you go in the woods, take like a compass and a phone and stuff.
Take a sharp knife so you can make a shelter from some leaves. That's what I recommend. Sharp knife, string, and a torch.
Okay.
There you go. Be sensible about these things.
Maybe we could do the high strangeness woodland survival kit.
Get it up. Maybe.
All right. Thanks very much, everyone, for listening today. All right. Take care, everybody. We'll see you again soon.
Bye.
Goodbye.